That's better.
I'm putting these things on top of this to create a barrier so people will not try to walk this way. Nope. Don't walk this way. No. I'm going to switch chairs.
I was like,
Sign in.
Where should you go?
Not here yet.
Stay here.
We don't have to worry about it.
Just like crowd everywhere.
Just James, keep it coming around our VP of internal operations. Or does he sign in to sway your attendance? It's not required in the house. Stay up. It is 4:50. I'd like to call the meeting to order. John, will you call the roll?
Joseph Anderson.
Here.
Dale Barbaria.
Here.
Rune Davitha.
Here.
Omar Dean.
Here.
John Dominguez.
Here.
Osai Agarepa.
Right there.
Abigail Hailu.
Here.
Shraddha Harshvardhan. Natalia Hernandez.
Here.
Sushruta Iravanti.
Here.
Akansha Jan.
Here.
Kari Kebe.
Here.
Savannah Lim.
Here.
Nick Matolka.
Here.
Deborah Niakaru.
Here.
Grace Park.
Here.
Marco Peralta Ochoa. Evan Shapiro.
Here.
Mafuza Shovic.
Here.
Jaywon Sim.
Here.
Franco Uribe Reinbold.
Here.
Ian Wallace.
Here.
Ryan Weintraub.
Here.
We have 21 present. We'll be moving to the approval of the minutes. Everyone can take 30 seconds to a minute to read through the minutes with us.
Assembly.
Yep.
Cool.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
Second.
Is there any dissent? With that, the minutes are approved. I'll be passing it to our EVP program. barely works. If anyone wants to come out, we're moving in an open microphone. Say your name and pass your, I guess, the middle-ish seat right there. Anything you want. Yeah. And that will close over the chair. No, I can go. I have a chair. We'll be moving into announcements and reports. essay orientation this Saturday, 11 to 2. We have a room. Goldman Smith, 142. Thank you, Natalia. If you can come, make sure you let me and J1 know. But we will be having food. It is Taste of Thai. So, yes. Any questions?
Yeah. Can you just put that on the Google Calendar?
Yes, I think it is.
The thing is,
yes. There's vegan food available and parliamentarian will be here shortly. For now, I'll give it to J1.
So I'll be sharing a Google Sheet on where you can sign up for a 1 hour slot on each person, everyone, and for everyone to do it. So the time is from 1 to 4. So I'll share the Google Doc soon and you can sign up.
Cool.
Question. For what? I'm unclear.
For essay.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Want to advertise, see what we're all about.
This is a very informal meeting, just to let you guys know. There's not much on our agenda, and microphones aren't working. So, we'll be moving to business of the day, Resolution 5, ensuring accessible study spaces for all students. Okay.
So I'm starting up, continuing on with the work of people from 2 years ago who are looking at trying to restructure their memberships. To make it more accessible. And so I'm thinking of that project now and trying to look at ways to reform how gym membership payment works, trying to make it cheaper for all students, most barriers to entry. So if you're interested in working on that, with me, I'm happy to accept any help with that. I already met with people who have already got it, and I'm trying to move forward with that once you get me the information that I need. And I'd love to do more work on that if you're happy to take me on.
So we have a couple questions. I'm going to go first. Who has authority over this area?
So the primary authority is working with Mutual Marty and also the Cornell Health, which they manage the health team. And so I can explain it more to people who are interested or more in more detail once they have more detail on the
Do you find any records of the work that Alex Iglesias
did? Yeah, I was working on it with them.
You might have passed, yeah. You know, the care resolution was supposed to get out of the Health and Wellness Committee, but it never actually made it to the Assembly. I think that we tabled it that year, and it never made it onto the Assembly website. And I know Eric Kim, the chair of the Health and Wellness Committee last year, spoke about it.
So,
that
was
your
video.
Right, did you already mention that you had the
I'm not
quite sure. Okay, I think she did
right here.
So we're working up on the tampon again. So if you're interested, talk to me. But I also anticipate working with DTPNI and also LGBT plus track. So
any other questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want to can you start us off with that?
Yeah.
We can also forward your talk to you.
Go.
Welcome, friends. I'm exposed right here. I have a table. Come here too. So, Resolution 5, talking about basically study spaces, more specifically focused on College Town in response to eHub membership policy changes. I had a really great conversation today with Zachary, who is the director. What? Okay. I had a really great conversation with Zach, who is the director of entrepreneurship at Cornell, which houses over, which has control over eHub. Peter's back here. I'll be the director of eHub, answer any questions. But honestly, the conversation was pretty standard of how the policy kind of came into effect. The survey was sent out to eLab teams that work specifically in eHub, and those eLab teams, which are the primary core of entrepreneurship at Cornell, weren't able to access any space. And so that's really what sparked the membership policy change. Before this policy change, there were 5,000 members of eHub at Cornell, which is a bit excessive. That's like a quarter of our student, no, it's like more, a third of our student body. Thank you for math. I'm sorry, I'm ILR. and so that kind of sparked it. The eLab teams weren't able to actually utilize that space down in College Town, so that sparked the change. Right now, if you actually go into eHub after 6 p.m., it's not at full utilization like it once was. And so there is still gathering data about what is the most appropriate membership policy to go forward in the future, because it's about at half capacity now after 6 p.m., where before the membership policy change, it was at full capacity and overflowing. So it's not the most final version of the membership policy. It is still subject to change depending on it, because they do want eHub to be full. They do want there to be a lot of membership access to eHub so that people can see it. And so it's not, nothing has been truly finalized yet. They're still studying it. They're still gathering data for students. On the topic of what constitutes an entrepreneurial activity at Cornell, the bar is very low. You could literally, as you're reasoning what you're involved in entrepreneurial activity, you could say, I'm just interested in entrepreneurship and I want to be in the space to see what's happening there. And that could get you there. Now, if like 400 people are like, I just want to learn about entrepreneurship to get a membership in the eHub, obviously that's going to be subject to review by entrepreneurship at Cornell. And so that was part of the conversation with Zachary. The grander issue, I think, is, and it's touched on in the resolution and the be finally resolved, is that there is not a good study space in College Town at all. I mean, Cornell has not committed like a chunk of resources to actually find study space for just students, nothing specific, like just building a general study space down there that's Cornell owned. And that's not to say that Cornell couldn't do that. Cornell could easily go and do that. And it's definitely part of the plan. I think it's something that the assembly should really take a big look at in creating a study space down there and working with VP Lombardi and other university units in order to create a study space. And so my intention with this resolution is to continue working with entrepreneurship at Cornell to continue that data study, and also passing it off to SAIFC and academic policy to co-concurrent them in both committees to study what could potentially be done to create that study space down in College Town. Yeah. Questions?
First up, so the first question, did you reach out to Zach or did you reach out to
Peter? I reached out to Peter and Peter. I don't like you.
Since a lot of this resolution doesn't seem like it needs to be passed as currently written,
yeah.
Going through that today. Were you considering amending this resolution at all and coming back with a version? We're starting at the beginning of the resolution based on.
So, like I said, I wanted to dual refer it to academic policy and SAIFC.
We're just going to refer it to a committee. It'll get switched around. And it's basically just going to be, you can take out the whole like first half of it and just leave out, we want more study space in College Town.
Yeah. Obviously, it's going to be more of a plan. That's worked out.
Did
I get this resolution?
I got it on Google Docs, like on our sheet.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So I think this is great. One of the ideas that I think I had moving forward for this is something that a bunch of my friends in College Town have brought to me the problem. So in talking to people already about the gyms, apparently Kaplan in College Town is moving out. And that space is kind of too small for a full size gym. So kind of communities are what to do with it for me.
Yeah.
So if we link SAIC to like gyms planning resources, we can actually like find for that into a study space. And it just seems like perfect size already. It's already purposed for that kind of thing. So it might just be like getting students support from that and getting that about it. I would love to work with you guys.
That sounds good.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah.
You answered a lot of my questions when you answered Dale's question. However, I'm still kind of curious, are you guys, as far as these first two parts, are you still going to explore the relationship with EHUB as a study space and the general student body's relationship to it?
We really want to make the, so EHUB, the way it came into existence was a collection of donors that specifically wanted to create space for the advancement of entrepreneurship at Cornell. And so we're, our intention is to continue honoring that donor, those donors, and saying we want to keep that space for entrepreneurial activity at Cornell, and we couldn't actually change that unless Cornell was willing to part with that donor money, because the donors restricted their money specifically for that process. So we really do want to make sure that entrepreneurship does have a space both in Kennedy and in College Town.
So my question was about the membership policy. So I know in Kennedy, like you, if you have a membership, then you can swipe into the conference space room. Since I was wondering when talking about the membership, if like there was conversation about making those specific conference rooms, like for like ELAB teams, and then like making the conference spaces more open to students rather than just completely restricting it. And
yeah.
If there was follow up to that.
That was exactly my question to Zach, and that was already the policy before the membership changed. So those rooms were only allowed for those entrepreneurial teams, not like to reserve through that, and the common space was allowed, and that's why it still changed, because those common spaces still weren't able to be used.
Okay, so there was still overflow even after.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm sure. Yeah, I just had a question. I think
it's
building off this point. Like right now, a lot of places like on staff are on rent. I think the shops have shut it down, including Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
It's really sad to go. So I guess there's like a lot of space you can explore there, because like I think also like rent is getting really high in college in general. Which is definitely like fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that would definitely be a problem.
Yeah. Just to also clarify the Kaplan space is owned by Cornell.
Yeah.
Just like to
Just clarify, so this is like not a final resolution, this big event.
Yeah.
And then one of the things I want to make sure too, if we're going to allocate more study space in College Town, this just is more like a consider. Are we going to consider, like, if we add more space dedicated to study, that means there's less space for housing? I know it's I'm actually in the process of trying to find a place in College Town.
I wouldn't compare Ithaca to San Francisco, although San Francisco is a bit nicer.
I mean,
taxes
are higher, so.
So, like, basically, I also want to make sure, because I think the Apple route, though, is a very good route. We're not also learning business that. I don't know, like, is there has anyone been inside that ability to? Is there more, like, expansion space that we can do with that?
So the Kaplan space, it's actually utilized a lot for Slope Day. It's one of the Slope Day wristband handout sites. So the space is a good size. I mean, it's not like the optimal. Like if you asked me what the optimal was, I would love it to like if you gave me an infinite amount of money, I'd be like, look, we'll just build another Olin library down there. And I think all of us would prefer that because it is a part. But I think we take these baby steps with Kaplan. If Kaplan removes and we go in there and we really make it a really great place for students. And then hopefully as later down the line, as Cornell realizes it needs to contribute more to the College Town area, that it's a future place for exploration and expansion.
And one last thing, in terms of what we just said about the entrepreneurship, it's very low bar. Since it as of like last year, it's basically crazy full capacity overflowing. I feel like this bar is just, like, since it's a very low bar, which is an acceptable. I think it's just a hurdle to try to keep that, you know, set it overflow and have these suffering going on. So I mean, is that that'd be too much of a problem? I feel like if you go back, then the status quo will go back to just be overflowing. Whereas if we just keep with this, it's still at capacity.
I don't think there's a problem with the bar now, just because I mean if you really want to like go in there, all you have to do is you just said it's a low bar, all you have to do is really fill that out. And there's a very likely chance you'll be able to get access. But just to make sure that like the people who truly want the access end up doing it, not just like sign up so you can go there on like a weekend and like chat with your friends.
And to expand on that, if 400 people come out and say, I want to explore entrepreneurship all around the same time, like there will be more of raising the bar.
Yeah.
And they don't want to do that. Like you can go and be like, I'm in a class that's about entrepreneurship. I want access to the space because that's where, you know, we're going to work on our project. That's great. They're not checking to make sure you're actually enrolled in that class. It's really an honor system. And that's really what, you know, the idea around it is.
Yeah, this resolution's being pretend this doesn't exist.
Yes.
Yep, it's gonna.
I mean, the new resolution would have to go through that. It makes the most sense. It's an infrastructure-based resolution. If we're exploring the building and the expansion of study space down in College Town, it would be committed to that because SAIFC also can approve resolutions and send resolutions to Assembly Floor.
But yeah, two things. First one is increased turnout presence in College Town, which obviously many of our students are talking about. But we do also want that have a city Bigotha and residents of Bigotha that are not necessarily sort of able to point out this or so much more. Not to say that we should focus on
your second question first, that's the Bozzano Family Center for those who don't know. The Bozzano Family Center is most known for graduate students, MBA students specifically, and it's kind of restricted to them. It's one of their spaces. In addition, when I was talking with Zach, we discussed this idea of the Bozzano Family Center, and he's like, it doesn't really make sense. There's really only one common space and the rest is classrooms. So it's like, really, is it going to really benefit undergrads if we go into that space? Probably not. And on your first point, I think, you know, with the Kumon thing, like not Kaplan, we already own that, but going past College Town, I think it gets a little rough because there's not really much more land to get that isn't already developed upon.
Yeah. I'm not suggesting that Cornell is to buy the whole world. So, is this resolution just to change the standard for access to Kumon or just as an overall resolution to get more?
So originally, the original intent was to change the membership policy back and also further explore the need of study space down in College Town. After a great conversation with Zach and really understanding the next steps that they are taking to evaluate this policy change and how that wasn't necessarily best communicated to the student body, it's really now going to hopefully change through when it's reviewed in committee, something that's far more expansive for how the student assembly can work with Cornell to create more study space down in College Town.
And one more thing. What do you achieve with new resolution? What's the effective process?
Hopefully a new study space.
Yeah.
Down in College Town.
I got the green thing.
Is there any dissent?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of committing this, SAIFC, head back to the policy. All those opposed, all those abstaining, bring the motion clearly passes.
I'm Shashank. I'm the director of Options of the Student Assembly. And this resolution is basically the slate of the people we want to staff here. So we're putting it up to for approval. And I look through all these applications, and I also know a number of these people, and they represent very different communities on campus. All four grades are represented. We have transfer students. We have members of LGBTQIA plus communities, several minority groups on campus, and not only freshmen. We have everything ranging from freshmen who are getting involved in campus for the first time, to people who are presidents of extremely large, influential organizations on campus. So I think this is a good slate that represents the diversity of our campus, and I'm confident we'll have a clear account on it. Actually,
so the slate was on the discussion chat at the DOE, and it was passed by the staffing committee, now the executive cabinet. We passed it unanimously, 12-0. And so all we have to do is we as the SA have to approve this in entirety. So we either pass it or we either like just like not pass the entire slate. So we can't like vote on individual members.
All those in favor of making this event? All those opposed? All those abstaining? We couldn't see it, we didn't see it yet. Yeah.
Thank you for talking to me about the approval of the objective. And I apologize, Martin, if I'm not on the committee, but I do want to ask, was it made clear to the freshman who is on the freshman that they will not be able to run the project?
It was made clear. It was sent out in an email, and all the advertising, all the stuff was sufficient. That was made clear. What were like the supplemental questions that you asked? Like, the main supplemental question we wanted was just increasing turnout on campus, and I think it was answered adequately.
Okay.
But I think more than that, I think. What I really appreciate about this community is that they're not my personal friends, aside from maybe one person. And I think that's really important here because we don't want an echo chamber, we want a diversity of voices. I think that's good.
Right? Yeah, just wondering, is there, and you may have said this, I may have just missed it, is there a representative from each school at one?
I don't think so. We definitely have at least the ILR school, CALS, Arts and Sciences, AAP represented, and engineering, I think. Engineering, I'm not sure. But I don't think we have all of them represented.
Right. Is that something that is that a precedent that's been present in the past, or is this just normally the way it is? That just a random sort of, I apologize. Is it just a non-specific to college? Is that not considered selected?
I'm sure if that's been considered before. I definitely think it has been a consideration, but I don't know if we've ever considered it to the extent that we want each college represented. But that's definitely something to talk about in the future.
Right, so if I can just add on to that, there are no requirements in the bylaws that only specify that like members have to be from different colleges, so it's really up to the DOE. The DOE has thought through everything and has made a decision there. So it's really up to you.
Second.
Okay.
Any dissent? All those in favor of resolution 6, please raise your pockets. All those opposed? All those abstaining? Can all those that group is your comments? All right, by a vote of 20-0-2, this motion passes, or this resolution passes.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Any dissent?
No.
Motion
to adjourn. You can do whatever you want.
You can still talk.
Yeah.
I thought you wanted to talk about it. I'm fine.
I'm not sure. Have you been to me now?
Yeah.
You were supposed to talk to me.
Okay.
Yeah, so this weekend at the info session, you will receive your bylaws mandated with process procedure. And you will get a quiz. Sorry, you'll get a presentation Saturday. The quiz will be